Can you tell me your name, sir?
My name is Ron. Awful is the nickname. Wery, W-E-R-R-Y.
And tell me about your association with the Queen's Own Rifles.
I've been associated for 37 years in the 2nd Battalion, which we're here at Gordon Head. Started off here.
So do you remember being at the Gordon Head campus?
Oh yeah, when we came back from Korea, this was our camp here. Before we for Germany, yeah.
How did it look then? We're standing, what would this have been? Would this have been the entrance to the camp?
Well, these buildings behind us here, which you can see there, are the Padres, the chaplain's building right here, the Protestant and RC chaplains. And then there's some more older buildings over there, and you can see the gray ones.
The gray ones, yeah.
Yeah.
So would it have been full of buildings like
all,
the gray ones?
All these, what they call H huts in those days.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yep. And so it would have been all through this area here.
Yeah.
And what kind of activities took place here? It was the Queen's Own Rifles
were
stationed here?
Yes,
and
yes, we were an infantry battalion of riflemen, yes. Yeah, and after coming back from Korea, this was quite a camp, you know. It was a little different. It was nice. Yeah. I tell this to a security fellow, I just got court-martialed here. I was the assault pioneer platoon commander. That means I had demolition training. So this RCMP constable brought in an unexploded shell some kids had found, and he brought it in from up island, and it was unexploded. I said, well, it can't be harmful because you drove it for such a long space of time rolling around the car. So I took it out and I exploded it over here. And it was the naval star shell. It made such a bright light and a nice crack that everybody was worried that the war had started. So I think I got ordinary officer for 7 days for that.
Did you? You've got a lot of medals that you've
got.
Yes,
here. I've been around.
Can you tell me a bit about them? Can you show me what you've got there?
Yes. Okay, well, here's Korea. Korea. Here's the Order of Military Merit. That's the Officer of the Order of Military Merit. This is Dino for Germany over in North Atlantic. Peacekeeping Medal. This is the Cyprus Medal. This is between the Israelis and the Syrians in the Golan Heights. This is the Queen's First Jubilee Medal, Canada's Centennial Medal, and the Queen's other next medal for her next Jubilee. And this is for good conduct for over 42 years.
Very nice. And how do you feel about the 150th? What does it mean to you?
Well, it's special. I'll never get to that point. Will you? No, we won't get to that point. It's a special thing. I don't think at my time in my days of leaping over tall buildings in one leap, I finished because I wear a cane, and so I've had to put away my Superman suit. Yeah, so I won't be back for the 200th, I don't think.
Are you seeing friends here that you haven't seen for a while?
We come here from Winnipeg, my wife and I, every year for the last 20-odd years, just to get out of the snow for a bit of respite.
Mm-hmm. So have you stayed in touch with friends over the years?
Oh, yes. And, of course, I'm a member of this branch because there's not very many people who have decided to retire in Winnipeg. I don't know why.
I don't know why. Well, thank you so much.
It's our kids and stuff that we went for. So.
Yeah. Thank you so much for talking with
Carol.
Me. And may I take your picture?
Sure.
Okay.